The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net.
Warning. The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor or your neighbor's wife or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Today's show has been sponsored and supported by OBSBeers.com. Chill over.
Tonight's podcast is going to be a little different. I'll try to read and acknowledge you guys as we work on the show. So whenever you are ready, my good sir, let's do it. Are you done? Let's knock it out. So we got 60 minutes. All right. You good for 60?
Yeah, I'm already rolling, so we'll just keep it pushing.
Oh, you mean the mic's already on?
Yep.
Already hot?
Yeah, bro. I'll put a little pre-banter, bro.
Oh, wait. I got to turn this on the left side. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Higher or lower, you got to let me know.
Lower. I don't know how this
check,
works.
Check. I know, but how loud do you want it?
You can a little bit lower.
Check.
All right, that'll work. Yeah, it's fine. And there's not really much of an echo. It's slight, but we're good.
Right, yeah.
No,
used to that.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to get you hooked up, Frank. This is fun.
If I do this, there's no echo. Okay, you hear that?
Yeah, there's no echo.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I turned the mix all the way to you're hearing it directly out of this instead of going to the computer.
Is that preferred?
It's just a way to hear it in case you're like you're rapping or singing or something and it's hard to stay on beat because you can hear that slight delay.
Okay, so we got that off now.
Well, good. But, then, yeah. I don't need to wear those because I'm not going to do either of those things.
Right. That's fine.
Oh, you weren't?
No.
You're going to have to leave, man. We hired you as a rapper.
All right, well, thanks.
Thanks, Mopar.
Thanks, everybody.
Mopar said it's latency.
Yeah, latency, yeah.
Yeah, I think Mopar, big shout out to Mopar. She runs her own audio company.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's the one we were talking about where we're supposed to be doing audio, but tonight we were doing something slightly different.
Right.
But we're gonna put it down and she's gonna hire us. She's gonna hire us as a duo. Yeah.
Hey, I know what I'm talking about. I just didn't use the word latency, so don't
don't hate. Don't judge. Yeah. Burr. So on tonight's show we're gonna do something slightly different, gentlemen, as I promised. So we're gonna drink at leisure and tonight's meantime beer, which is beers in between, in the meantime.
Beers are in between.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
I like that. Can you hit it with me again?
Ooh, beers in between. Ow. Was that good? Was that too much?
No, that's... I need that bro. Audit. Yeah, I need that time. With a little beat on that. And then you just... We need a MIDI. We need a MIDI. Like,
ow.
I like that.
Bro.
Put a pin in that, bro.
Shit.
Yeah, Mac Miller. All right, so... That's like something Mac Miller would have said.
Yeah, bro.
I do use the word have.
What do you mean have? He's doing great.
He wasn't.
Nah, man.
No, he's great.
He's just taking a long nap.
Dirt nap.
Jesus, Frank! Oh, Frank! Have some fucking respect, Frank!
For the dirt!
Good Lord!
Fuck him.
Frank's been on that shit today.
He's been on
He don't care about no one today.
So.
We got... No, I don't. Fuckers.
He's going through some shit, Frank. His wife won't let him get a motorcycle. He's about to trip.
Today's cheap mini box is made by I made it myself.
It's hot. A lot of tape and...
You get a point?
Hey.
Let me move it over here. Hold on.
Right? It sounds like it's a foot away from the mic.
Let me get this in here.
Yeah.
Frank, we haven't used this in a long time.
Oh, I can tell by all the...
Where does this podcast start? That's what I want to know.
We can start right
I'm just
going to
pull a Joe Rogan and fade that shit in.
No.
You know what I mean?
Wait, hold on. I got it. Here. Right here. Starts after the blap.
Okay. I didn't expect a fart noise to happen. I thought it was going to be a regular splat. So wait, what was that supposed to be a sample of? It they fell and farted? I don't get it.
Splat.
No, that's a fart.
This is a fart.
It's called sharding.
Yeah. No, that was fast.
That wasn't a fart, man.
I don't have a fart. Oh.
There you go.
That's a little whiffy.
That sounded way too dry.
The only sound effect on here I like, I'm just going to use at a discretion.
Okay.
There's only one sound effect
that
I truly...
What is that?
It's the soap opera drama. I'll do it one time.
That's good. That's solid.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So this is how you would segue. So let's say you wanted to start the show,
mm-hmm.
right? So I would say... It's time for Frank and the Beer News. Take it away, Frank. Frank and the Beer News.
Yeah. Hi. And welcome to apparently Frank and the Beer News.
Frank and the Beer News.
Yeah, my voice doesn't go that high because my balls have dropped.
Frank's balls have dropped.
Anyway, so I was scouring the interwebs.
Scouring.
Looking for something to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
And I came across something off the HuffPost written by Courtney Eisman.
You know what? Me and her used to date back in the day.
Nice.
I like the way she smells.
Mm-hmm. I took it to Mari.
And her article is, according to history, we can thank women for beer.
Say what?
Okay.
Beer consumption has been so disproportionately linked with men that it's easy to forget women were the original brewers. And now they're obviously staking their claim again. Beer's come a long way in its 5,000-year history. Today, women as brewery owners, brewers, beer tenders, beer writers, and beer consumers are rapidly chipping away at the perception of a beer as a man's drink. For centuries from beer's inception, though, beer was intrinsically linked to women. The first written beer recipe is considered to be the hymn to Ninkasi.
What?
The hymn to Ninkasi.
It was the Ninkasi part. Sorry, go
ahead. Roughly around 1800 BC, Ninkasi was the Sumerian goddess of beer, and the Sumerians were one of the first peoples who left us hard evidence of beer drinking. What else can we tell you about that? So, it was considered a kitchen task, and because of that, it was women's work.
Oh, I see.
Ah.
Very interesting, right?
Yeah, okay.
The Egyptians worshipped a goddess of beer named Menket and celebrated sun god Ra's daughter Sekhmet, whose bloodthirsty ways were calmed by beer.
Blood fucking thirst.
Interesting, right?
Wow.
Yes, very interesting.
So, basically, our beer news is, don't forget the ladies. They were there first.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, and, yeah.
Okay. You know that I was thinking this was going to be, like, somehow, like, very badass of, like, nah, fuck that. Women invented beer, and they, you know, and they were like, fuck you, men, you can't have it. Right? That's where I thought it was going. And then it ended up, you know, being their job because it was in the kitchen. It was still kind of like, oh, that's fucked up.
Here's something interesting. In 2014, Belgium got its first female Trappist brewmaster.
Really?
How about that?
Interesting.
I like that.
2014.
Super interesting.
Wow. Oh, wow. I'm glad your mic was turned up for that.
Yeah, that kind of was a little weird in my fucking ear.
Yeah,
I'm glad you enjoyed it. So
you have the beer with me now.
The bottom line here,
yeah,
is that minds are changing.
Yeah.
Women are getting back into the brewing process.
Nice.
And we're all the better for it.
I'm a fan of women in anything, or me in women.
Yeah.
Or anything in women.
Indeed.
I just stick all sorts of inanimate objects in any orifice, really.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Frank,
well,
you good?
That's my news.
I like it. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I conclude. Frank in the beer news?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
Never heard of OBS beers. Google that shit.
Come on, go. There we go. All right, so are we back on?
Yep.
All right, guys, just to let you... Oh, you okay, Frank? Frank, that went.
That's some
my
visual...
dangling.
That's some visual comedy for some reason. It's just
beautiful.
The side of it. You okay, Frank? I don't know. Everything's just falling apart. I'm not sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give you guys our other segment brought to you guys by Sean. It's about to be... Sean, what did you learn on OBS?
Let me dive right the fuck in. All right, okay.
Hit him with it, bro.
Let me hit you the fuck with it. Let me hit you first with a disclaimer, all right? I have a learning disability. All right, I'm kidding. All
Frank, right. Are you familiar with his learning disability?
Yeah, it's called I'm an asshole-itis.
Yeah. It means I slept a lot in class, you know what I mean?
You sleep itis. A lot now.
I sleep a
you
lot
look
now.
Tired now.
I sleep when I drive.
You look tired now,
shit.
Bro.
Yeah, well, yeah, I fucking smoked 2 grams on the way here. Anyway.
Okay. So what did you learn on OBS?
I learned how to smoke more weed. I learned how to fucking differentiate all kinds of fucking flavors. Which,
really?
In all seriousness, I did take over to the weed world because that is a big part of my life.
Right.
Is going... What does this taste like and describing it to people and shit, right? So
right.
That
this
helps fucking tremendously.
Really? So
because, okay, to me, I'm a picky eater, but most people are picky eaters because they're,
Bitches.
They overtaste everything. They're called super tasters. They have too many taste buds per fucking square centimeter, what the fuck ever, right?
Okay.
So they can taste every single thing and it makes them real picky. That's why most people are picky eaters. This is what I've read anyway, right?
Right.
So, I think I have the opposite because it has to be a really strong taste for me to identify it and notice it. So, with something like beer, where everything is really up the same alley, but it's subtle. You know what I mean? I mean,
right.
there's tastes where there's times where it's very drastic. You're like, you know, when we've had this
chocolate
is
one.
Coffee. Yeah, this is coffee. This is chocolate. This is straight up. You know, syrup, right?
Okay.
But there's other ones where it's like, you gotta seriously, you know, think about it, fight. For me, I gotta seriously think about it, fight for it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Be like, I don't know, like, completely level my whole brain, because it's just, it's hard for me to identify it. So, I mean, I use it, like, in life now. I don't know, it's just a weird thing. It's like I can see more colors now.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. It's beautiful. I like that.
It's passionate.
Very passionate. No, and I like the fact that it, you know, people are like, which is better, weed or beer? When we both know the hop and
like
the weed,
say,
they're the
cousins. They really
they're
are.
The sativa
and
family.
They're so, it's so fucking familiar. The culture, it's not just like physically or like genetically. I mean, like the culture, the people,
they're the same.
You know what I mean? The craft beer scene is like what the recreational weed scene is going to be out here, especially out here in Las Vegas.
Right.
Same thing what they tried to create Amsterdam, right? With the lounges and shit.
Nothing
that's
going to
be,
that.
It's going to be so similar, and it's just like, they're really cousins, so I think that's been, I've learned a lot of shit.
Okay.
Also with, you know what I mean, the audio side of it too, but I mean like, as far as doing podcasts, but I mean as far as like beer, I learned a lot, but that's like, that sticks out the most, because to me it was like one of those things where you go, how am I going to be able to tell?
Right.
You know, you told me, you're going to be trying beers. You're not just the sound guy.
Yeah, you got to be a part
and
of the show.
You know what I mean? And so that was like, oh, fuck, what am I going to... I don't even like beer. As far as someone asked me, they'd be like, you like beer? No, I don't drink it. I don't know. It's just not my thing. So to be able to be like, yeah, I like that one because of this. Like,
right.
I use the word notes. What the fuck?
Yeah, you bougie
What kind
bitch.
Of piece of shit am I?
Burr.
and people, I'll talk about the podcast, and then they'll ask me a little bit of something, and then I'll, you know what I mean?
You'll be able to,
get going more than I know, and then I'm like knee deep, and I'm like, who the fuck am I? You know,
you're the sound guy.
Who the fuck am I talking like that? I'm like, yeah, but you know the IPAs, like, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm just like, you know, all of a sudden I grow a beard and I'm wearing a flannel and shit. You know what I mean? It's fair dope, enough. Man.
On the camera right above you.
Yeah. Turn it this way.
This way. No. Let me keep. Yeah, just a little bit more that way. Keep going, pimping. All right, hold. Thank you very much.
It's gonna snap back. See, did it snap back too far?
Yeah, it snapped right, back.
On. It's the clip.
Yeah, unclip it. Yeah, unclip it.
All right, I can't see it, so I don't know how good it is. Oh,
there you go, big dog. There you go. Right there. Oh, yeah. It's all in your face. Oh yeah. Oh. Fair enough, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys actually want to see what we look like on the show. All you got to do is head over to Twitch, twitch.tv/OBSBeers2014. Mm-hmm. And every Friday when we get together, that's what we do.
Of our butthole. Oh, yeah, that's what we do.
All right. So, Frank.
Yo.
What did you learn on OBS?
What have you learned?
I learned on OBS. Well,
some important rap lyrics, I'm sure.
That's one.
Yeah.
Shitting on the carpet. Yeah. Roast beef.
Yeah.
Roast beef.
We learned a lot about
it. It was pot roast, but yeah.
It's the same thing. It's from the same family of sativas.
What have I learned? I've learned a lot more about tasting beer. I've learned a lot more about, let's say, expressing my palate.
It's kind of like expressing an anal gland on a puppy.
I really wasn't thinking about expressing an anal gland. I really was thinking
about... What about the puppy? Were you thinking
expressing
about the puppy?
Expressing my palate. More
right.
This is fucking
realizing that a lot of the tastes and nuances you get in beer are also food related.
Yeah,
so you can relate them a lot. What else have I learned?
Because all this actually comes into play.
I've learned you don't put high ABV beers in a hopper.
Wow. I didn't know. That. I've yet to learn.
That's the don't treat me like an asshole.
I've also learned don't treat me like an asshole.
Don't treat
me like side note, an we asshole. Need to put a pin on it. I'll need an audio file of that, please.
Of don't treat me like an asshole?
We'll record it after the end of the show.
Or I thought you wanted me to take it from that sample right there.
No.
What are we... I don't know what we're talking about.
Anymore. I do.
Okay.
Method to the madness.
That's usually right, what's enough. Going on.
So you think it's been a good journey?
It's been a wonderful journey.
So for both of you guys, it has expanded your knowledge as far as what we do.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, it would have no choice but to expand.
I know, but I'm saying, like some people will be like, well, yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, these are very usable items, tools, techniques.
Mm. Yeah.
For when people talk to you on the spot.
Yeah.
Especially for you. And you're like, oh, yeah. You're on a podcast, member with Thicky Meats. She was like, what do you do? And you're like, I do beer. And she was
mad that I didn't bring her back.
Oh, I tried to reach out to her, to be honest. Thicky Meats, if you're listening, I've texted you twice.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I did.
I was at a party, and she was like, did you go to the podcast? And I'm like, I didn't know you wanted to go. And yeah, I didn't know what was going on. You know, I'm not...
No, literally, I texted her. It's like, hey, let me know if you ever want to come back.
Yeah.
Everybody enjoyed you. We needed a female. We need more mics.
She liked it. Yeah, she apparently
so,
liked it.
Whatever. No, look, Thicky Meats. Yeah. Get with Sean, because I got...
And I said that, too. I said, you know, you didn't mind Key calling you Thicky Meats the whole time? And she goes, no, I don't give a shit. I'm like,
oh, my
God. She
has some meat on her. Like, good meat.
Oh, she's got some she's got some good meat.
She's built for the big bits.
Some good Thicky Meat.
Thicky Meats,
yeah,
that's her name.
Yeah,
Okay, so here's what we're going to do, guys. So the reason why I was like, what did you guys learn, is because one of the beer games that we got for the show, thanks to Clay. Big shout out to Clay on Twitch.
Oh, hey, Clay.
He donated $15. So we can play this game that me and Andy Sefton were playing at a particular brewery.
So I'm going to lose.
So no, there's some stipulations to this game. We're going to play this for the entire show and anything else we want to do. This
that
is basically
like fun,
a chill.
Dude.
But what's great about what we're going to do is we're still going to be doing our job educating just without liquid. We're going to be using this. So there are four categories in here. Okay. And what I'm going to do is all of us are going to earn points.
Okay.
At the end of the show, Here's the catch. Mm-hmm. Whoever has the highest points gets to request something from the losers, whether it's as a team or one individual, that have to do it on the next show. But we have to agree on it from this point. And we know we can't do anything like endanger ourselves. Nothing stupid. But,
okay, so nothing fun then. I mean,
we can't. But you understand what I'm saying? We're not going to be like, okay, you got a butt chug. We're not going to do that. Because
what is the point of this game? Oh, because you can't see it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we can show them on Twitch.
That's an ASMR, whatever you call it. Just the sound of it.
Oh my God, that whole beer. Sean, how deep is your ass?
It's just like 15 minutes, and then someone goes, wait, he's going to fart it all out. Wait.
I'm not drinking it. Then Frank wins, and he's like, hey, you butt chug, you drink. I'm like, are we in agreeance to this that the winner gets to ask either one person or both people to do something on the next show?
Yeah.
Now, if it's something that requires us to go get it, i.e. helium, so let's say bookmark guys.
Can I make someone do Whippets, or is that not altering?
Yeah, we gotta, this is something, and you can use something like example, use a different voice for the show. You can request, you know,
Whippets will give you a different
do.
Voice, man. I'm just saying you should give Whippets a shot, man, is what I'm fucking saying.
I'm not saying that we're not going to do it.
No, I'm just... Oh.
Yeah, we're going to do that after.
Nice.
But you get what I'm saying? So something silly. I mean, I already know what I want.
Understood.
Right. I know what I want you guys to do. So I already do. Yeah, that's the reason why I'm doing this.
Yeah, I was going to say, this whole thing is based on that.
What we're going to do is I'll let you guys pick whoever wants to go first. Paper, rock, scissors, one shot. There are four categories. And then we're going to pass this box around. So if you win, I'll give you the box, and then you ask us, you pick the category.
You become the master.
Yep, so let's say you guys paper, rock, scissors. I'll give you the four categories, and then I'll read the question.
What's the paper, rock, for who goes first?
Out of you two.
Okay. I'll let Sean go first.
All right, so Sean, you're going to go first.
Okay.
There are four categories here.
Okay.
And then what I'm going to do is pull the card out, and they're all questioned up.
I'm going to be so bad at this.
They're all questioned up and banded. Okay, so guys, this is a brand new card deck, brand new game.
Okay.
And what we'll do is, once the question is done, just take it out and just set it to the side. And what we're going to do is, if you get it, we'll give you the card, keep it. That's your point. Kind of like Cards Against Humanity. That's the point system. Okay. So let's put a little stipulation. How many cards would you say a person would have to get to before the end? We say five cards?
Sure.
All right, probability kind of puts it over 30. So
what? Oh, he's doing math now. Are you doing math now?
Kind of, because also if no one gets it, then we discard the card and continue. So if nobody gets it, you pull another card from the same category and read the question. Got it?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. But if you make a mistake and read the answer, you have to discard the card automatically. Deal? All right. So we're just trying to keep it really simple.
Sure. All right.
All right, guys. So right now we're going to have a little beer. It's a game called Beer Smarts, and you guys can definitely get this game on Amazon. All you have to do is type Beer Smarts in the search engine, and we got this for $12.99 plus shipping, and it came in 2 days because I'm actually a part of Amazon Prime. Big shout out. And if you
got jumped in?
I got jumped in. Wow. And if you are on Amazon Prime and you come over to our Twitch channel, you get 1 month free on the subscription.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right, so here's your category, Sean.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
Beerology. This is Science of Suds, which is also another word for beer. Pub Crawl, Brews Around the World. This is Buzzwords, Beer Terms from Ale to Zymurgy.
Oh, that's fun.
And Beer 101, which is Random Beer Facts. What do you choose?
Let's do the Around the World one. What was the name of that category? Pub Crawl.
Nice green.
I'm hoping I can catch up some words that sound like they're from certain areas. You know what I mean?
All right. So here we go. I'm going to grab the first card right out of the band.
Uh-huh.
Just like that. Okay?
Okay.
Here's the question. What country is home to the largest beer taintner in the world?
Fuck. Beer taintner? That's a fucking word.
Tankard.
Okay,
is it Tankard, Frank?
Yeah, I feel
it. T-A-N-K-A-R-D.
Yeah, that's Tankard, yes.
All right, so make sure. So anytime anybody wants to jump in, here are your options, okay? Here
I got options?
You get four.
Oh, okay, I'm about to start naming countries shit.
I can jump.
Anybody wants to jump in, but I'm going to read the answers.
Wait, is it like a buzzer first? Like whoever gets it first?
No, everyone will go through the room and everybody's going to pick, and then I'll flip the card over and read the information.
Okay. Everybody's going to pick.
Everybody, and that's how you keep the score. So here we go. Is it A, Poland, B, Australia, C, Belgium, D, Germany? And the question again is, what country is home to the largest beer tankard in the world?
I'd say, oh, God.
You want me to read the answers one more time?
I got it. I
okay, what, which one do you want to go with?
I'm going to go with Belgium.
Okay, you're picking C for Belgium.
Yeah.
Frank.
I'll say Australia.
And I'm going to do, I'll do Germany.
Okay.
All right, so we got Australia for Frank, Belgium
yeah.
for you, and I'm going to pick Germany. And the answer is?
I hope it's not Poland.
The answer is Poland.
That was my first goddamn
choice. It is Poland.
That was my first choice, and I was like, no, here, go with Belgium.
Wait, and it comes with a little fun fact.
Yeah.
So the fun fact is, according to Guinness Book of World Records, the largest beer tankard in the world is displayed at a shopping center in Poznan, Poland. The ginormous bronze receptacle is 17 feet, 8 fuck? Inches tall. Has a circumference of 27 feet.
I know something else I got that
6 inches. Okay. And can hold more than 1,539 gallons of your favorite beer.
Holy shit, just like your bitch's mouth.
When it was inaugurated in 2007, the record-breaking tankard was filled with delicious Polish Pilsner and served to thousands of thirsty shoppers. All right, that was cool. All right.
Just baking out there in the sun.
All right, so Sean, since we lost that, what do we do if we all lose? Do we just pass the box around?
I mean...
Okay, we'll just pass the box around.
Yeah, but what if we just end up passing the box around forever?
Then we pass the box around. Hey, here's the thing. There's only 400 questions.
Okay.
All right, so since no one won,
okay,
you get to do it, and then you can ask one of us which category.
All right. You guys got a rock, paper, scissors for it?
Frank will go. We'll just keep going that way.
Pub crawl.
On the box, it'll tell you what color it is. So it's green, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, you're just going to slide that right out, pimping. And we're just going to have the discard in the middle. All sorted out later. All right.
God damn it. I feel like I don't have no room.
Well, just put it right there.
No, I know. That's my fault.
Eat dicks.
I know. Well, I should have been eating dicks.
All right, so what you got?
True or false? The Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado invented a beer label that indicates when the beer is cold enough to drink.
Frank?
True.
Sean?
True. I think I'm pretty sure I'm seeing that on a commercial. No, a beer. I feel like it was a can. No? Was it a can or a beer?
What's your answer? True or false?
Isn't that what it is?
I'm going to go out on a limb. You said true. No, it says beer label.
Okay, so?
I don't know. I feel like...
Okay, so what's your answer?
I'm going to be the rebel and say false.
Okay.
Even though I think it's true.
Actually, I'm going to go ahead and say true.
Yeah.
And before you read the back, I'm going to take another bonus for the win.
Okay.
All right, and see if Frank will agree to it. Their indicator was their Rocky Mountains turned blue when it was ready. Go ahead and read.
Right. I remember something like that, but I... Okay.
So what's the answer?
True. In 2007, Coors introduced their cold activated bottle, which shows... imbibers, is that a word? Is that how you say that? Imbibers exactly when the brew has reached the perfect temperature for ice cold refreshment. The mountains on the label are printed in a special thermochromatic ink that turns blue when the brew reaches 42 to 46 degrees Fahrenheit.
What's that in Celsius? Good answer. Next.
Like fucking 12 or something. And in 2009. The company came out with cold activated cans. That's where the fuck I got it from, because 2009 is when I started paying attention to the world.
All right, so you're going to discard. I actually am writing down our score. So me and Frank each got a point.
All right,
so pass it to Frank. All right, Frank.
Frank and Beans.
You're going to ask whoever. I guess you asked me what the topic. What are my four options?
You could do beerology. You could do buzzwords. You could do pub crawl. Or you could do beer 101.
Beer terminology, please. Purple.
So that's beerology.
Beerology. Ow.
Malting is A, the stage at which hops are added to the brew. Final step in the brewing process. C, a process that modifies barley. Or D, the fermentation stage.
And you said malting?
Malting is
okay.
A, the stage at which hops are added to the brew. B, the final step in the brewing process. C, a process that modifies barley. Or D, the fermentation stage.
All right, I think I know what my answer is. Sean?
I'll say C.
Which is?
The modifying of the Barley, I think.
Barley.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go with C as well. Frank, what's the answer?
I don't get to guess.
It's either that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, my bad. I'm sorry, Frank.
For the record, second guess is A.
Wait, wait.
If I get one of those, but I know I don't.
Good for you.
Good
for you.
I'm going to guess C. The answer is C, a process that modifies barley.
I'm like the smartest guy.
Since barley in its raw state is not suitable for brewing, it must be transformed into a brewing quality ingredient called malt through the process of malting.
Nice.
The three-step process includes steeping and aerating the barley, allowing it to germinate, and drying and curing the malt. Malted barley is typically just one of the four ingredients in beer, along with hops, water, and yeast.
Nice. All right, so Damn. Here's the score. Frank's got two, Sean, you got one, Key's got two. Me and Frank are tied.
Me and Frank are tied. That's what you fucking sound like, Key.
Might have to play to 10.
Fucking Key. All 10
points?
Fucking knowing
Absolutely.
Shit.
We don't know. Okay, right. So...
He gets to know everything.
Sean.
What?
Beerology, buzzword, pub crawl, beer 101.
Beer 101.
You got it. This way. All right. Wish there was a better way. These were kind of... The only thing I could say that I don't like about this is there's no place to really...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like the... It's a little wonky to work with. So.
Yeah.
And it's okay. All right. Here it is, gentlemen. Question. True or false? Low-calorie light beer was introduced to consumers in 1977. I'll read this again. True or false? Low-calorie light beer was introduced to consumers in 1977. Frank, I believe Frank is Googling that shit.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to say, before he answers and fucks it up for everyone, I'm going to say, I'll say true. That sounds good enough for me.
Okay, Frank?
I'm going to say false.
Oh, well, what a shocker. I guess it's false.
You know what? I'm going to go and say true. And the answer is, gentlemen, the answer is false.
Yeah, fuckers.
Oh, okay. God, this is okay. So it says here, distributed by Rheingold Brewery, Gablinger's Diet Beer, the first beer ever brewed with no carbohydrates, was introduced in 1967. It was made using the enzyme process invented by a biochemist, Dr. Joseph Owades, also known as the father of light beer. Marketed
Imagine,
as I didn't even know.
That's yeah, that's crazy. A weird title. Be like, yeah, I'm the father of light beer. Like,
bitch.
Not even beer, like, light beer.
I wonder if he does that weird pump kick shit in that fucking This Is America dance.
But This Is America.
And he's like, yeah, never mind.
That's the shoot dance.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, you know what it is. Marketed as the beer that doesn't fill you up, Gablinger's didn't sell very well. Some blame the name, and others blame the taste. But when Miller Brewing acquired the rights to light beer process in 1970, the idea took off, and great taste, less filling, became one of the longest running and most successful advertising campaigns of all time. Wow. Not too bad. That's pretty good. You know what I like about this card set, which is really cool? That you can get on Amazon? Look up beer, Beer Smarts?
Yeah.
Is they actually give you the information with it. So. You played this a couple thousand times. You're going to fucking...
Know everything.
You're going to be on it. All right, here we go. All right, Sean, you're up.
Okay.
Not too bad. Okay, so Frank's got three.
All right.
Let's take a commercial break after this round.
You want to do a commercial break after this round?
Sure.
Oh, my God. He
really cares about the sponsors.
Holy shit. You know what? I'm going to give him a dick point.
Wow. I got hard just thinking about that. All right, who chooses the categories?
I asked you. Ask Frank. We'll just kind of just keep it like that.
Mr. Frank?
I want to go Beer 101.
Beer 101. Okay, all right, okay, all right.
Make sure you keep that card down, sir. There you go.
All right. Fuck. All right. Rising Country.
Make sure you keep that card down, sir.
Oh, sorry, I forgot y'all can read.
We can read the back, Dick.
I was hoping.
How are we supposed to be genuine when people can't see our integrity?
I thought you guys had integrity and wouldn't look.
Yeah, we don't want
to answer. You got eyes with muscles. Look the other way. Look the other way.
Hey, Frank.
You succumb to temptation that bad?
Some girl's walking down the street and lifts her shirt up. Are you going to look? Yes.
Okay. You're gonna look. Is there tits on this car?
Well, we'll never. We don't want to know.
Don't matter.
Yeah. I get it with tits, but this ain't tits, man.
We're looking.
Yeah. So quit being a little bitch and read the goddamn card. Hey, okay, that's too far. Put your glasses on.
Shut up, man. Rising country star Josh Thompson. Oh, I really can't see that. Josh Thompson sings the hit song. God damn it.
There you go.
There we go. Sings the hit song. It was rising country star Josh Thompson sings this song. Beer on the fly, B, beer on the mind, C, beer on the wall, or D, beer on the table.
We'll read the question again and the answers for me.
Rising country star Josh Thompson sings the hit song. A, beer on the fly, B, beer on the mind, C, beer on the wall, and D, beer on the table.
All right.
Fuck.
Which one you going with?
I'm sorry, Sean. One more time.
Rising country star Josh Thompson sings the hit song. A, beer on the fly. B, beer on the mind. C, beer on the wall. Or D, beer on the table.
I'm going to go with the D, beer on the table.
Oh, man.
All right. What about you?
I was going to say that. So I could either rebel and then risk you getting another point.
Right.
Or... I can go with what I think it is, which is beer on the table. So I think it's beer on the table. That makes the most sense. I don't listen to country music, but it's rap's cousin. So.
All right. What were the choices again? Before the beer on the table?
Beer on the fly, beer on the mind, beer on the wall.
Let me get beer on the mind. I think that's B, right?
Right, yeah, that's a all good choice.
I'll go with B.
That's a good choice. Okay.
What you got for me, Pimpin?
It was D, beer on the table.
All right, you guys got a point.
Bag that shit. Josh Thompson's Beer on the Table debuted at number motherfucking 55 on the country music charts and eventually made it into the top 20. The song's lyrics reflect the singer's blue-collar beer-drinking background, which is super non-traditional for a country song. And we highly recommend singing along with Thompson's hit tune the next time you're drinking beers with friends on a Friday night. And if you don't, they're probably going to sue you, honestly. Like, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
Fair enough. Throw it in the center. Give it to Frank. There you go.
Well done.
All right.
Well done, you guys. All right, so score. Oh, it's commercial time. We'll be right back.
All right.
Hey, dude, you know what beer this is?
Oh, no, all the labels are falling off.
Yeah, or the ink is run.
Well, if it's a pale ale, you're good. But stay away from the quote-unquote Belgian.
Oh, man, this guy needs to get some grog tags.
Grog tags are reusable, write-on, wipe-off, commercial-grade bottle labels for your brew. The guys at Grog Tag are homebrewers. They wanted great-looking, sturdy labels for your bottles, buckets, carboys, kegs, and growlers. They also wanted a label that not only looks good, but can be easily removed and reapplied during bottling, without that nasty glue residue being left behind. No residue, water resistant, and ice chest approved. Grog tags stay on in water or an ice chest, and they stay legible. Visit grogtag.com to customize your label or coaster from dozens of different templates for free and see how awesome your bottles can look.
Ugh, it's that pseudo-Belgian.
Yeah, we're getting him some grog tags, dude.
Grog tag. At least your beer will look good. Grogtag.com.
It's the Open Bottle Society, the ultimate craft beer community. Coming at you live with all things beer. The greatest beer stories, you'll find them here. Beer reviews, education, and more. OBSBeers.com is who you're looking for.
All right, guys, we're back. What a hell of a commercial Sean just did. Sean, thank you for your voice. Thank you for your time for that commercial. I now know to wash my ass. Thank you. All right, Frank, you're up, bud.
You found nicotine in your
underwear. Beerology, buzzwords, pub crawl, or beer 101?
Wait, those are your options?
Let me get buzzwords. We didn't do that yet. Let's do that.
Buzzwords. That's why I was like, wait, why do that only seem like three options?
A Bloody Brew cocktail consists of beer, tomato juice, and what other alcohol?
All right, what are our choices?
A, tequila. B, vodka. C, rum. Or D, gin.
It's totally tequila.
All right, Frank?
You guessed already?
Yeah, I guess tequila.
It's actually your guess first, sir.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I jumped the gun.
I would like to go. Could you read the question one more time and the answers, please? One more time?
A Bloody Brew cocktail.
Vodka.
That was just rude.
No, no, I just wanted to know what was the drink.
Oh, okay.
You said Bloody Brew. It's
and
vodka.
Okay.
What say you, sir?
Tequila.
Tequila? I'm going to say gin.
Okay.
I just know that Mexicans love some tomatoes.
Now, before you read it and the answer, can I take a stab at the guess?
Sure.
Bloody Mary. Go ahead.
Wait, what?
Bloody Marys require vodka.
So I'm thinking
this is a beer cocktail.
I don't even know how to make a Bloody Mary.
A B, vodka. A Bloody brew is made with 3 ounces of beer. I never guessed
that was in
4 ounces of tomato juice and 2 ounces of vodka. Like a Bloody Mary, a Bloody brew also needs some Tabasco sauce as well as a dash of salt and pepper. Top off your concoction with a dill pickle, green olive, celery spear, or lemon wedge.
Oh, put me in a fucking wood chipper.
Actually, to be honest with you, fun fact, a Bloody Mary is the breakfast choice of drinking. It's supposed to help you with a hangover. Because it introduces just...
Water helps you with a hangover.
Have you ever had a Bloody Mary?
Yeah. They're nightmares.
I hate micheladas, but Bloody Marys are good. If you get a good place that makes them, or you can make them yourself. It's designed to help cut the hangover. Like how do you truly defeat a hangover?
Water.
Keep drinking.
That IV shit.
No, they say keep drinking.
That's chasing the carrot on the end of the stick, and man.
It doesn't seem healthy. So if you take a huge break and you still got it, you have just a little bit of alcohol.
Ugh.
It literally evens you out just a little bit. So, and that comes with a lot of refreshingness, the tomato juice and the celery.
But it's so, kind of salty and savory, all the tomato and shit.
But if you can properly get it made. And I have the ultimate Bloody Mary.
You know what it tastes like?
What does it taste like?
It tastes like a spicy pizza in a blender.
It's not a bad way of looking at that.
Spicy pizza, bro.
That's why we keep Sean on the show.
And that's what beer taught me, flavor profiles. There you go.
All right, Sean, you're up, bud. What would you like?
Let's do that same one, that same category.
You want to do buzzword?
Yeah, same.
Okay, buzzword. Okay. Yeah,
that's what it was.
Okay, question.
Question.
Actually, now that's pretty cool because we can just pick it up and then take the card out when you need to look at it. All right, question. True or false?
That's false.
A Trojan horse is a cocktail with Guinness mixed with cola. True or false? A Trojan horse is a cocktail mixed with Guinness and cola. And I'll be honest, I've never heard of this.
I'm going to say false.
All right, Frank.
And for someone named like Trojan horse, it's got to be a bigger deal, right?
Kind of.
It's got to trick you somehow.
I'm also going to say false.
All right, I'll go on a limb and just say true. We've got two falses and a true.
Just to be a contrarist.
Yeah. Make sure I grab one card. And the answer is surprisingly true.
Wow.
I literally have never heard of this.
No, you cheated. That's fine,
dude. You can eat bags of dicks, and it's a Trojan dick.
I have two of them in the car.
So here's the explanation. Mix a half pint of Guinness stout with a half pint of cola, and you'll have a Trojan horse on your hand. Guinness is used for many delicious cocktails, including the Black and Tan, which is Guinness and ale, a Black Velvet, which, by the way, is my favorite. So the higher end Black Velvet is Guinness and Champagne. The poor man's Black Velvet is Guinness and Cider. That is not on the card.
Interesting.
That I usually get a Black Velvet, and it's always been Cider and Guinness, or any beer with nitrous in it, because that's what makes the...
Like Guinness. Whippets. We were talking about Whippets.
That's what Guinness is. You know, it's infused with the nitrous, right, Frank?
Yes.
So that actually separates the heavier beer, which is funny because Guinness separates if you can layer it properly. And then it says, and an Irish car bomb, which is Guinness with Irish cream and Irish whiskey. My goodness, indeed.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so not only did we get a little bit of some fun facts, but I threw in an extra little tidbit.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This is a night of beer education.
Night of beer education. Let's do it. That's, you know, and the cool part about these questions is we're going to end up using them in real life anyway.
So for those following along, Key, what is the score, please?
Oh, I got to add my score?
Please.
So me and you are tied at 4. And Sean is at -3.
-2.
He has 2.
Fuck you, Key.
Well, okay. Get your knowledge up, bitch.
Dude, you know what?
I bet you if this was weed in a box, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that fucking, the stem, the whack, and the farts.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I probably still wouldn't know. I forget. So what's...
Beerology, please.
Beerology.
It's the purple.
Okay. Yeah, we need to make like a pinwheel that you can spin a little roulette wheel, and we just spin it. Yeah, I got some projects to be doing.
What do you have? Show me your note.
Here is my foreskin.
Put the card down.
Card on the table, sir.
Wait, don't pull it out don't pull it out of the deck anymore. Just like when you pick it up, just read the first card on top. And then you can slide it out for the answer.
All right, well, keep
rather
it
than
here.
Flashing your answers.
Yeah,
just don't look myself. At the answers. It's not that hard.
If a girl walks down the street,
no, it's not the same as tits. And if you think this is the same as tits, you got to reevaluate some shit.
Okay, first
Sean, if a guy walked down the street and pulled his pants down,
this isn't even as interesting as a dick. Like, the answer is not as interesting as a dick. Wait, if you see a dick.
Wait, well, hold on, ladies. First off, he didn't say dick. He said his pants down, which means boxers are blocking it. So why are you thinking about dick?
Then I'm definitely not looking, because unless there's dick, it's not worth looking at.
Okay, Frank, what is your rebuttal on that?
You're still gonna look.
Yeah, then what do you think about
that? If he's just in boxers, no.
But can we please get on with the question?
That's the way I feel about this answer. Question. Once Prohibition ended, what year was homebrewing beer legalized in the U.S.?
Okay.
1938, B, 1958. C, 1968, or D, 1978. So once Prohibition ended, what year was homebrewing beer legalized in the U.S.?
D.
D, 1978, that's what you're thinking, huh?
D.
That's what I think.
D? All right, well, your guys' confidence are going to make me say D.
Because we're just talking about dick. I just thought we'd just keep the train rolling here. Don't make that face, Pooh Bear.
I've been bamboozled. All right, the answer is D, 1978. Before Prohibition, beer had been brewed in private homes for thousands of years. In fact, even founding fathers George Washington and Thomas Jefferson enjoyed brewing their own suds. That's like the same story as weed. Even the founding fathers did it when it was illegal.
Right, but these guys are just about beer though. Right now, I don't have weed smarts.
Oh yeah. Oh okay.
Yeah,
man.
Bro.
I'm sorry to inconvenience you.
Bro?
It's not weedology. Did you say? But, do you even lift?
But everything changed in 19...
Do you even lift, bro? Bro? Do you even lift?
I don't even think he knows how to vape, Frank.
Oh, Jesus.
His smoke rings ain't even fucking good, bro. Hella trail. Everything changed in 1919 when Prohibition made the process illegal. Surprisingly, it wasn't until 1978 when that motherfucker Jimmy Carter signed a bill creating an exemption from taxation for homebrewing that makes beer for personal use became legal again. That didn't make sense because I didn't read it right. As of this writing, Alabama, Mississippi, and Oklahoma are the only states that still outlaw the craft. So I say they're not even technically a part of the U.S.
What were the three states?
It was Alabama, Mississippi, and Oklahoma, all three of which seem like would have a heavy homebrewing presence.
they probably do. Oklahoma actually opened up a couple of small breweries last year. Which is, I mean, it doesn't say anything about actual opening an establishment, but really still not with homebrew?
I don't think that they're considered part of the U.S. then.
You can't regulate it and you can't tax it.
That's so stupid. Because think about it. Anyone that homebrews and gets really good at it, what is the most likely outcome? They open up a business.
True.
So why would you stop that? Like, that's, you know what? That's why those three states suck.
Because you can't regulate it and you can't tax
it. I know.
So basically, I have 4 points. You guys have two.
Actually, you have three.
I have 3 points. I have 3 points. You guys have
five apiece.
One. You guys have one.
Yeah, one big hole of five.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
One group of five. All right, man. Here you go. Here's the torch.
Thank you. Key?
Let me get... Give me orange.
Orange.
I'll take orange.
Beer 101. Scientific studies show that the shape of the glassware directly influences what in your beer. Is it A, temperature, B, head augmentation and retention, C, taste and smell, or D, color?
Oh, motherfucker.
Okay, so...
Scientific studies show that the shape of the glassware directly influences what in your beer. Is it A, temperature, B, head augmentation and retention, C, taste and smell, or D, color?
Let me get the taste and smell, Frank.
I'm going to go with B.
Head retention?
Augmentation.
Yeah,
retention.
Anything that says head in it.
I am also going to go with C, taste and smell.
Okay.
Fuck.
The answer is...
I don't like this.
B.
Oh!
That head was augmentation and retention.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm taking off, guys.
Ever wondered why your Pilsner or Lager gives bad head?
That doesn't say that.
It sure does. It says
gives bad head.
If you drink your brews out of just any old glass, then this message could save your beer sipping life. Choosing the right glass is as important as picking a good beer. A short, fat glass and a tall, thin glass don't form head the same way. Call it beer snobbery, but shape does matter.
Wow, Frank, me and you got that wrong.
Ever wonder why he gives bad head?
You got it right. You got the point, dude. Yeah.
Still stuck on the gives bad head thing.
That's pretty cool. Well, I think this game is rigged. No, but I mean, it makes sense because different shaped glasses do different things for different beers for head retention, so it makes sense. But we're programmed to think it goes for aromatics.
Yes.
The smaller the head, but the curvaceous, I get it. It's fine. Uh-huh. Fuck this game. Okay. You guys can get it on Amazon. Look up Beer Smarts.
But you're no longer recommending it.
No, I'm just fucking around. All right, so Sean, do you want blue, purple, green, or orange?
Whatever the one around the world is.
That would be green. Pub crawl.
Pub crawl, that's what it is.
Question, ladies and gentlemen. True or false? Beer was banned in the country of Iceland from 1915 to 1989. That question again, true or false? Beer was banned in the country of Iceland from 1915 to 1989.
I feel like this is a trick question, or they're trying to trick me.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to outsmart them and probably get it wrong and say false.
All right, we got a false.
Can you repeat the question, sir?
I sure can. True or false? Beer was banned in the country of Iceland from 1915 to 1989.
Let's say true.
And I am going to go... I'm going to go say false. So we got two false and a true.
Okay.
Frank got this one. It is true.
Damn it, all right.
Frank got a point. He's almost out, actually. All right, so here it is.
Frank.
True. In 1908, Icelanders voted to ban all alcohol drinks, but the law didn't take effect till 1915. Then in 1933, prohibition was repealed, except for beer. Finally, in 1988, the government agreed to legalize beer, but the public still couldn't buy a cold one until 1989.
What the fuck?
Every year, our formerly beer-starved Icelandic friends celebrate the end of the 74-year drought on March 1st, National Beer Day.
Wow.
All right. That's pookie-tastic.
Why were cool with all the other alcohol, but they weren't cool with beer?
I don't know why. Beer is awesome.
It seems like one of the more calm ones, you know? Take shots all day, but don't have the one that takes a few, you know? I don't know.
True. It's probably because people put pee-pee in it.
Okay.
Here, I'll fix that.
I got it. It's fine.
Category?
Let's do beerology.
All right. So, it's a true or false. There is no difference between skunked beer and spoiled beer.
False.
Well, obviously, I have to say true just to, you know,
switch. All right, what's the answer? Repeat the question.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to give the answer.
No, repeat the question for the audience.
Yeah, okay. True or false, there is no difference between skunked beer and spoiled beer.
All right, fair enough.
Answer is false.
Yeah.
Skunked beer might be considered spoiled, but a spoiled beer isn't necessarily skunked. Skunking occurs when a beer is light struck, meaning that it has been exposed to strong ultraviolet light. Ultraviolet light creates a chemical reaction in the hops, leading to a skunky odor. A beer can also be spoiled if it's not properly stored or handled, and if it has been brewed incorrectly, or if it has been contaminated, for example, by bacteria or oxygen. All of which can result in off flavors such as sourness, sulfur, chlorine, or even paint thinner. My favorite.
We're familiar with that.
Yes.
So, right now, Sean, you have 4, Frank has 7, and I have 6.
I thought we were going to 5.
We said 10.
10. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're almost done here. We're almost done, Frank.
We were getting going too fast, so I said let's do it to 10.
Yeah, this is fine. So,
all right, so key...
Let me get Beer 101.
Beer 101.
Beer 101.
Certainly.
Beer 101.
True or false?
Frank in the beer news.
Oh, my bad. That
would
wrong
be
segment.
False.
That would be false.
Samuel Adams Triple Bock has an alcohol content of 17.5%.
The Triple Bock?
Samuel Adams Triple Bock has an alcohol content of 17.5%.
Sure.
It's not on the bottom.
I'll say true, sure. I don't, you know, I mean, triple. I mean, 17 divided by 3, you know, somewhere like 6, all right, 7.
Give me true.
So I'll say true.
So true. I'm going to go false.
Oh, it's probably more than that, isn't it?
It's a beast.
They're going to try to trick
it's a beast.
Us.
The answer is true. Samuel Adams Triple Bock is an experimental ale that was released only in 1994, 95, and 97.
Oh.
It is dark, thick, and uber-rich in aroma. At the time it was released, it was the most potent beer on the market with 17.5% alcohol. With all the maple syrup used in the brewing process, Sam's Triple Bock would make a great topping for pancakes.
Whoa.
One heavenly 12-ounce serving of this decadent brew is a whopping 340 calories.
And you know what's funny? There's a bottle right over there,
sure,
Sean. That baby blue bottle is the beer that we were just talking about.
Like they said that came out in 94?
Yeah, that 94, actually...
95, 97.
So you tried it recently? Or what?
Yeah, that's a 97.
And it's been sitting there for that long?
Yep.
And did that affect it?
It was the most delicious. Greatest thing we've ever
it
tasted.
Was still, okay, but doesn't it change over time? Isn't
it
that,
mellowed yeah. out. It just okay. mellowed a little bit.
But what happened was the Utopia, mm-hmm. which is another bottle down there, it mm-hmm. looks like a copper kettle, mm-hmm. that took the place of the Triple Bock.
Oh, okay.
And that, my friend, the number goes up every year. Last year is 26% alcohol by volume. I hear they're making a 27.5 for this year.
Oh,
but and they say that there is Triple Bock in the Utopia.
I can wow. see that
because it's a blend.
Yeah, I can see that. Why not? Wow. It's delicious. I like the Utopia. So I know you're. You enjoyed it, but just
I enjoyed it. I wouldn't chase after.
Yeah, I will. It's fucking. Oh yeah, that's right.
Fuck. All
right, Sean, fuck what do you want? Purple, blue, green, or yellow?
Yellow.
All right, that's going to be actually it's orange, but it is beer 101. Question, gentlemen. Frank, you only need 3 more and you're out.
Right.
So here we go. How many Budweiser Clydesdale are hitched on the company's beer wagon? Is it A6, B7, C8? D10.
He's
and Frank
Googling
is actually Googling
He's
that
Googling
shit.
It again.
It's just funny that he has to actually text home and everything. And while we're doing trivia, so it looks like he's really looking on
yeah.
the internet.
It's
called multitasking, my friend. Multitasking.
I wouldn't know.
Wait, are you doing that with know. The barley?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember from earlier for malting?
Yeah, it's never malting. Mind. Not malting.
Oh,
malting.
Yeah. Okay.
So again, how many Budweiser Clydesdales, which are horses, Sean,
uh-huh.
are hitched on the company's beer wagon? Is it 6, 7, 8, or 10?
Hitched on the companies. Was that from the
That's logo?
That's
their logo,
or
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I can't even picture the goddamn logo. What was wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know why I'm looking on your wall. Like, you would have a fucking fun. Okay, I'm going to say, what were my options? It was 3.
6, 7, 8, or 10.
Oh.
How many horses?
6.
All right, you're going to go with A. Frank, how many horses?
I'll go with A.
All right. And just for the hell of it, I'm going to do C. That's 8.
Okay.
So you both picked A. So the answer is... Holy shit. The answer is C, 8. I took a fucking shot in the dark, dude. 8 magnificent horses make up the famous Budweiser's Clydesdale hitches. To become a member of the hitch, a Clydesdale must be a gelding, i.e. a castrated male, that has lasted, wait, or that has, I'm sorry, that's at least 4 years old. 6 feet tall at the shoulder, between 1,800 and 2,300 pounds. A bay in color with a black mane and tail. 4 white stockings on the legs. A white blaze on its face. Budweiser Clydesdale have represented the company since 1933 when Prohibition was repealed. Giddy up. So with that, what I was describing, Sean, is how it needs uh-huh. to look. Like its uh-huh. patterns on its body.
Yeah.
So if it don't match those patterns and the height requirement and the weight requirement, the horse doesn't get used.
All I can focus on is the castration. Is that necessary?
Yes.
Why?
Frank, why is it necessary for the horse to be castrated?
It's more docile.
testosterone fucker.
Yeah, but can it be neutered without castrating?
Think about a dog after.
Yeah, I know, but they don't cut the fucking balls off. They leave it there and they neuter it, don't they? Or they cut them off.
They cut them.
It's essentially the same thing.
Yeah, holy shit.
They take the testosterone out of the animal.
So wait, when you get a vasectomy, they cut the ball off?
No, vasectomy, no. You get your tubes popped.
Yeah,
in your
when
balls.
You get a vasectomy, they cut.
Into the balls.
They cut
oh,
the path.
Oh, so it's. Oh, I see.
And so they hit
saying.
The vas deferens, which is the tubing.
Yeah. So that doesn't affect your hormones then, huh?
No. You just can't make babies.
Right. Yeah. Motherfucker. Wow. Castrated. Right,
so I get
holy
a point.
Shit.
Frank, we're taught. Well, actually.
So you lose your balls, you chill out? Is that a thing?
You lose your testosterone in animals. Us, we would have problems. Our species have problems if we lose our testosterone.
Really?
Animals is different.
Animals, they don't give a shit, huh?
Animals.
But that would happen to us, right? You lose your nuts, and then you're just like, you don't want to ride dirt bikes no more?
Your hormones are thrown out of whack, dude.
That's wild, man.
Your hormones are thrown out of whack.
Oh, my God. Okay, all right. What is it? What is it, Frank?
Let's go for buzzword.
Buzzword. All right, when discussing beer, nose refers to the what? A, head of the beer, B, color of the beer, C, aroma of the beer, or D, bitterness of the beer.
C.
Okay, well, I'm gonna, that just makes sense. C, I'm sorry.
So what does it say?
C, surprisingly, aroma of the beer.
Shocked.
Nose or bouquet? I mean, I don't even know why I have to read that. That just makes sense, right? It's the nose of the beer.
Read the damn.
What
is the description, sir?
Nose. They wrote a whole fucking paragraph. Nose or bouquet is used to describe the aroma or fragrance of the beer. When doing a beer tasting, you should always judge the nose of the brew before you taste it. Try to identify specific aromas or odors. Does it smell of hops, malt? Is it nutty, spicy, or fruity? Do you detect any skunkiness, sulfur, or chlorine? If so, you might not want to sip it. life might be short, but take time to stop and smell the beers.
Hey.
Hey.
All right.
And hopefully your
all
Pilsner
is,
won't give
guys,
you a bad head, huh?
All I need to do is get this next one and it's done.
You got right. Nine?
I got nine.
How many does Frank
have? Nine.
You remember you fucked up on one.
You got
and
complacent.
Me and Sean got it. Remember when me and Sean tied? Okay. That was a point to get over on you because you messed up on one.
Right. So, which one?
Oh, let's go with purple.
Pipe out. Ow.
What is the definition of a craft brewer in the U.S.? Is it A, a brewer that specializes in unconventional flavored beers? B, the person who is in charge of a brewery? C, a small independent and traditional brewer? Or D, any brewer that who produces fewer than 100 barrels annually.
What was the statement of the question?
What is the definition of a craft brewer in the U.S.?
I'm going to go with D.
That seems like legally specific
D?
And all that shit. Yeah, D, yeah.
I'm going to go with D as well. The answer is C.
Damn.
What?
I thought
small,
for a second,
independent,
yeah.
And traditional brewer.
Wow.
I thought it was
you know what? Because it's much more than 100 barrels.
Ah, got you.
That's
okay. Okay.
That.
No one gets
According
points.
According to the Brewers Association, an American craft brewer is small, independent, and traditional. By small, they mean a yearly production of fewer than 2 million barrels. By independent, they mean that less than a quarter of the company is owned or controlled by an industry member who is not a craft brewer. For example, a mega brewery. And by traditional, they mean one that has either an all-malt flagship beer or at least half its volume in either all-malt beers or beers that have adjuncts to enhance, not lighten, the flavor.
All right, here we go. Hopefully this last one is it. All right, Sean, what color do you want?
I want blue.
All right, here we go, buzzword. Okay. All right, it's a question. Let's see how good you are and what you've been paying attention to. The term bung, when used as a noun,
like a
refers to A, a skunky beer, B, a chipped beer mug, C, a bartender in Australia, or D, the stopper in a barrel. I'll read this again. The term bung, when used as a noun, refers to A, a skunky beer, B, a chipped beer mug, C, a bartender in Australia, or D, the stopper in the barrel. Sean,
I'll be honest, I have no fucking idea. I don't remember that.
You want A, B, C, or D then? You gotta pick one, dude. Come on, you want me to read you the answers one more time?
No, it's either, I feel like it's either A or D.
Alright.
Let's go with A.
You want to go A, a skunky beer.
I know it's like an adjective, but...
Yeah. That's okay. Frank.
What was D?
D was a stopper in a barrel.
Yes, please.
Damn. All right, D for me as well.
Fuck, dude. I tried to go with my first choice, which was A, so that's why I did
stopper in a barrel. It's D, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason why we know this is because we did a whole little segment on the radio show not too long ago on beer education, and Frank was like, we're going to talk about the bung.
Yeah,
plus,
I don't remember it at
we
all.
Work with the bung when you brew because you put it inside the barrel.
Amazing.
So here's what it is. All
right, cool, dude.
So I'm going to give you the technical term. Are you ready, Sean?
I'm ready, dude.
All right, let me learn you.
And I'll forget next week.
It's D, the stopper in a barrel.
Yeah.
The bung.
Bunghole.
Is the stopper or plug. I don't even let my plug walk.
Right.
Used to cap the hole in a barrel or cask where the barrel is emptied and filled. The hole is called the bung hole.
Well, I was just going to ask if that's where that came from.
It is, yeah. The bung hole, because you put a bung in it.
Amazing.
Traditionally, beer bungs are made of wood. You know why? Because they swell. So they automatically, you get them in there, liquid swells it. And that fucker's in there. You usually got to really get that out. So there it is. So I got a point.
Wow.
Frank actually got a point. Okay, so here's the score.
Okay.
Sean, you did an impressive.
That's a nice word.
6 points, bud.
Thanks, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, slightly
that's
over
what
half.
I'm talking about.
That's
yes.
A D. That's a D.
There you go. Okay. Frank, you came up in second place, my dude. You've got a total of 9. It was close. If you didn't mess up on that last that couple questions back,
right,
you would have done it. So, yes. All right. And your boy won with an outstanding 10.
Amazing.
So, as agreement, we agreed to for the next show, correct?
Yeah.
Correct.
All right. We'll get to that in just a moment, guys. We'll be right back.
Oh, God.
Where do you find OBS Pierce? Google that shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now at the end of the show. We want to thank everybody for coming out. So here's what happened. Little recap. I kicked their ass in a card game because Frank.
I don't know.
No. Because Frank fucked up.
Kicked they ass.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. A win's a win. And you fucked up and I fucking slipped right through with a pinky in your butt.
Whoa.
But I digress.
He does.
So we all agreed at the beginning of the show, before we played this game, that whoever won got to ask the losers.
Great.
To do something on the next show. And it has to be something reasonable and nothing life-threatening and all that good stuff. So for me, since I won, on the next show, I would like for you each to chug a beer. So I appreciate that.
Sure.
The whole beer. And I mean, go.
That's easy.
Don't stop.
I
know.
I don't know if I can physically do that.
But we're going to find out.
Sean can.
We're gonna
I can.
Yeah. So that's just something.
Can I get a sour at least?
No, it's going to be my choosing of the beer.
Oh, that's not even fair. Then
well,
I'm definitely
it's whatever
not
I have in the goddamn
it.
Cooler.
Oh,
it's going
to
be.
He's not going to give you a 750 to chug.
You want to do 750s to chug?
No.
What?
Oh, okay. No, it's going to be a 12.
You can't chug a 750.
I can't.
No, you can't.
Oh, now there's a pissing contest.
A whole 750. You're out of your fucking mind. No, you can't. Put it on Twitch. You can't.
All right.
Well, hold on. Fuck this. What's the stipulation on it if I do? What are we doing? Because I don't really like to do anything just for the fun of it. If we're gonna fucking have a pissing contest, I could literally I'll kill a 750, no problem.
Okay. One shot, no put down.
One shot, no put down.
Yeah.
Okay. What are we playing for?
Just race us
we're
when we chug our beers.
Hey, is this for the sheer fun of it?
Just for the sheer
fun. Yeah, race us when we chug our beers.
You want me to race you? Want a 750? You already know Frank might beat us. You'll be like, ah.
Okay, race me because I suck. So I don't know.
Nah,
that'll be challenging for you, and chugging a beer at all will be challenging for me. So
yeah, don't waste a 750.
Yeah, we can't waste a 750.
Oh, well, I don't know. You're sitting there talking about it.
750 is a wine bottle. If you had to wonder what that size is,
okay,
so
I don't know.
Now you can normally. So all right. So you guys agreeing to the chug?
Yes, okay. Let's do it.
All right. And Sean, do you have an alternate choice because you got the most lowest of the score? So I want to be a little more friendly. Did you want to do it from the front or the back on your chug?
Oh, definitely on the back.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I have a hose and we can funnel it.
Yeah.
Butt chugging with Sean. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna get out of here. We want to say thank you. Hope you guys learned something today. And hope you guys had fun with us always.
Yeah.
And like we always say, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
Check you guys later. Hey guys, we really do appreciate you guys hanging out with us here with our podcast. I just want to say a huge shout out to everybody who supports us. We also want to give everyone on Twitch a huge shout out for watching us and letting us do our thing. We want to give a huge shout out to Amazon.com because this is where we got the game Beer Smarts. That's a hell of a game, guys. Whoever invented it. You know, let me see who invented the game. From SmartsCo.com. I like this. It's like designed in Canada, but printed in China.
Wow.
Sanctions and tariffs. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get out of here. All right. Thanks, guys. Peace.
Don't treat me like an asshole.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.